This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you're a longtime listener or viewer, or just came across the live feed because you heard it's the verboten transmission, what you're not supposed to look at or what you're not supposed to read or listen to, welcome to the live Sunday global broadcast, teleprompter free. I'm your host, Alex Jones from the ATX. It is January 20th, 2019, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, blasting out across the AM and FM dial, television, of course, at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. There's always themes that come up without even trying to make it the theme. Corporate media puts out their themes, puts out their talking points that they want us to follow, but we tend to go with the themes that just organically show themselves. And the two big themes are today, America, the new socialist frontier, the new place the disease is spreading. Once you experience it, you want to get away from it, but you have to experience it first. And hoaxes, corporate mainstream media hoaxes. We had, three reporters at the Women's March in D.C. Yesterday, and I've just been enthralled by their live footage and by other people's footage. It was like crazed demonic piranhas attacking men, women sexually assaulting men, just flipping out, screaming, yelling. This is divide and conquer tactics. And we're going to have Owen Schroyer, who just got back today, in studio to go over all of that. But then you've got the older, quote, Native American man with a whole group of people saying, let's go get them. And then a whole group of Women's March leftist men march over to a group of Catholic school high schoolers wearing Make America Great Again hats, get in their face while they taunt and scream at them. And then national news puts it out that a bunch of white racist Catholics got in the way of precious Native Americans just trying to go up the steps. And just like blacks in the 50s being denied access to lunch kitchens and to bathrooms, there were the modern white supremacists. I mean, I've got CBS, all of them. CNN. Only ABC ran a fake headline, but then later admitted, well, actually, you've got the group of Democrats coming across with a couple guys with drums, and at first the students are jumping up and down with it, like it's a football game having fun. Then they push their way in, get in their face, and the news goes, look at the smiling face of the white man taunting him, blocking the Native Americans' access up the steps. The true sign of white supremacism. And then Twitter and all these other leftist groups came out, Kathy Griffin, and said, I want those kids doxxed. I want where they live. I want their heads. Total, complete harassment. And it turns out they're all, oh, hi, how are you? Totally loving like Trump supporters. And here are the leftists going over the raw footage is on Infowars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. We're going to play some of it, but it would take hours to play all of it. But we've got where they say, let's get them. All right. Ooh, they're in trouble now. Boom, boom, boom. You march over. There are the steps. Nobody's blocking the steps. You've got students there taking a student photo. You crash into them. And then, don't worry, the corporate media is there. Every channel. Did you see that dirty white kid smiling while he was... Oh, by the way, they never play audio. While he's being called names and being spit at and everything else, he just sits there and takes it and smiles, and he's the bad man. If you are standing on a street corner and you're white, and you're wearing a red hat, and then here come people over to get in your face, there, don't worry, the media is going to edit that to say that you did something bad. This is like saying that England attacked Germany to start World War II. It's just not true. But it's the same media groups that put this out when I was in D.C. a few months ago to confront the head of Twitter, these women run up and go, your mother's married to your brother, you monkey, you subhuman white, you piece of filth. And I went, well, you're KKK, brown KKK, you're racist, brown KKK. The media edited it from that point on, but we have the raw footage. That's the deception of corporate media. They're conscious criminal deceivers. The proof's all on InfoWars.com. Get it and spread it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday, January 20th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be for the next 2 hours as we are every Sunday. And I'm back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, David Knight. And of course, it's on the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. every day at the InfoWars Network, InfoWars.com/show. And Owen Schroyer will be in studio with us in about 30 minutes. I also host the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Okay. Obviously, there's the big news that Trump has angered his base. Trump has absolutely enraged the Tea Party, enraged nationalists. He said, I'll give you DACA. I'll legalize all these other groups. I'll give pathway to citizenship. People just can't come in, smuggle them with little kids and drugs and weapons. You've got to passport. And the Democrats said, not just no, they said, hell no. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. That was, by the way, that was the main chant at the Soros-funded Islamic-run Women's March in D.C. We've got all that footage, a lot of exclusive footage. It took hours and hours to bleep all the cussing from the piranha-like people that had been whipped into a frenzy by the establishment. But Trump did this before. We have a system that is absolutely hell-bent on total and complete divide and conquer. And this is all they ever do. Trump has always, even during the campaign, said, all I want is for people to be vetted and to not have a criminal record. And sure, if you've been there since you're a kid, your parents brought you illegally, we'll legalize you. But we're not going to then let you say you just got here last month and you've been deported five times and you're 30 years old and you've got a criminal record and now you bring your whole family here with chain migration. We're not doing that. It's not reasonable. The media always misrepresents what Trump is saying and doing. So when he tries something like a partial DACA, the right wing gets mad and says he sold out on what he said he would do when he never said that. And the left wing says, no, we want no borders, no walls, no USA at all. Trump did this a year and a half ago, remember? He said, okay, I'll give you everything you want on DACA. And they said, no, that's not enough. Now we want completely, totally open borders, period. Just like he did a year ago, almost a year ago, back in February, when they were hyping up the tragic events of Parkland in Florida, where the police stood down. That's now been confirmed. And Trump said, okay, told Pelosi and Schumer in a meeting, what do you want? We'll look at anything you want. He said, we may not do it, but we'll look at it. The media spun that Trump collapses, Trump gives in, and the Democrats came back and said, we want all guns confiscated. We want an abolition of the Second Amendment. The New York Times ran the headline, time to repeal. So Trump says, okay, I'll compromise with you. What do you want? And they say, sky's the limit. In fact, he could say, okay, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. And they say, no, we're not turning the government back on until you resign. Because they're not there to make deals. They're there to get what they want. And no one's ever stood up to them. So I'm not even defending Trump on all this, but he's given a very liberal package to just say, can we have a basic border so the smuggling stops and the kidnapped kid stops? And the Democrats have said no, despite the fact the plan he's put forward is a Democratic plan from 10 years ago. And more liberal than what George W. Bush wanted, and even what Democrats wanted a few years ago. But they cannot make Trump look reasonable, so they're going to keep pressing this, period. So we've got that report. But then let's move on to the fake news that I'll be detailing in great detail coming up at the bottom of the hour. Owen Schroyer, Greg Reese, and other members of the crew went up for the Women's March this weekend. And we have the live video footage, all of it coming to you, where a woman sexually assaults Owen Schroyer. This is the bottom of the hour. The video is about to go live on InfoWars.com. She literally just walks up and grabs him by the genitals and then says, yes, I just sexually assaulted you. What are you going to do about it? He could have called the cops over. She would have been arrested. It's a felony. Owen is chivalrous, so he didn't do it. But I talked to him on the phone. She grabbed him hard. It hurt. Because, oh, Trump grabs women. Trump's a rapist, according to them, so she can do it to you because you're wearing a red hat. Trump was talking about, like, the Beatles, women throwing themselves, or Elvis. We have that footage coming up where women are taking their bras off, taking their panties off, rushing up, jumping on you. Trump's saying, man, these women, they throw themselves on you. They climb on top of you. You can do whatever you want. He's saying that. Clearly. And Bill Clinton's the one that's signed off on all these rape cases and made payoffs. So the left does this and says, because you're wearing a red hat, I'm going to grab you by the genitals. This woman is so whacked out and so crazy that she says, go tell the cops, and Owen doesn't do it. Actually, you do that to me, lady, I'm going to get your ass arrested because you're a crazy person. I don't want my son or my daughter treated like that. That's assault. And she grabs him hard by the genitals, and she's so entitled that she thinks it's okay. This is the crazed nature. We also caught all this footage of women running over to men and saying, get the hell out of here. This is only for women. Another women's march last week got canceled because they looked at the list and it was too white. So this is classic divide and conquer. And this is in the WikiLeaks where Hillary's talking to top professors and she says, we're losing control. What do we do? And they said, you create racial and cultural division, you divide everyone, and then you act like you're trying to stop the division. It's how the British controlled India. It's called the Great Game. It's absolutely disgusting and sad. Now, let's talk about another hoax before we get into that in more detail, because it's so illustrative. You have the Native American coming over with a group, marching over, saying, let's get them. They march over to a group of high school kids and run in their group and start getting in their face. And the national news says, oh, these mean kids came and got in the poor Native American's face, when we have all the raw footage on InfoWars.com. Only ABC News admitted, actually, they marched over and got in their face. But that was buried in the report. ABC News' headline said that, well, I've got it right here. ABC News said that they basically assaulted them. But here's what's bigger. Kathy Griffin of Severed Head fame, we have her tweets, said, go and dox these young people. I want them. I can't even show this because of TV viewers. We have FCC rules. I can't show you her tweet, okay, because there's so much cussing, so much threatening. And she says, go to their houses, get them. She says, the reply from the school was pathetic and impotent. Name these kids. I want names. Shame them. If you think these effers wouldn't dox you in a heartbeat, think again. And she goes on and says more. So she wants school children doxed. Because a bunch of people, a bunch of grown men march over with drums, run into their group, are bucking up and calling them names. We have to bleep all the cussing. The young people just smile at them and they go, look at the arrogant face of the white privileged piece of filth. And then they frame them and say that they're bad. And it's such powerful footage because some of these kids are like 10 years old. And here come these folks beating these drums. And at first, they're jumping up and down with them. They think it's fun until they start insulting them. And that's just arrogant, entitled, you know, leftist, welfare head, anti-white, brainwashed, brown KKK coming over and getting somebody's face. But then let's shift gears. BuzzFeed comes out. They're the ones that said there's video of Trump being pee-peed on and fake dossiers. And the BuzzFeed is fake news. That's why they don't want us on air to counter their fake news. Snopes is fake news. Southern Poverty Law Center is fake news. They're famous for it. They said, oh my gosh, Michael Cohen says in testimony, he's a stool pigeon, so what he says, that Trump told him to go lie. Well, even if he said that, so what? He's a guy that got caught not paying his taxes, so he doesn't want to go to prison, so he'll say anything. He's admittedly a liar, but it's bigger than that. Mueller comes out and says it's not true. He didn't even say that. So BuzzFeed's Trump story, latest in long list of Russia bombshells that weren't. But that's not what's important. We have it on good authority. This is totally staged ahead of his report coming out. So it makes him look like he's credible that he says this is fake when they put it out on purpose, thinking you have no memory, for when he brings out his new disinfo, thinking, well, Mueller said the other stuff was fake, so this must be real. Another white shoe boy, dirty lawyer tactic. Mueller is the lawyer to the mob. He's famous out of Boston.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I told myself about 30 minutes before we went live, I said, I'm going to be real calm, which I can do sometimes, and people really like it. They think it's informative, and I'm not going to get too upset about this. But then I've got probably 10 hours of preparation yesterday and today for this broadcast, and then I just start thinking about every facet, and it's hard to not get upset. And then I've got all these other urgent, incredible things happening. And if I don't cover some of the things that concern InfoWars and myself, we'll be shut down. And then when we get shut down, they admit everybody else does. This is true authoritarianism. You know, I told you on Friday, my wife was having surgery on her elbow from tennis injuries. Decades playing tennis, couldn't even move her arm anymore. But I wasn't really going to come in that day, but I had to come in. She was out of surgery. I had to come up here because I got calls from Washington Post, ABC News, that Robert Mueller wants to basically indict me, indict my dad, all this other stuff for Russian collusion. And I know that's totally fake when they're talking about me. And then they send my lawyers questions basically saying that, and I come on air and tell people, and I see this leftist comment brigade saying, Jones just wants attention. Jones is just saying this for attention. Yeah, like they shut us down over 100 platforms. They're trying to take our bank accounts away. They have congressional hearings about me everywhere, lying where I'm not even invited to speak, killing due process. Oh, well, guess what happened on Saturday? The Senate Intelligence Committee subpoenaed us for all the emails from Corsi, via Corsi. And they also want to know everything about, quote, dirt we tried to find on Hillary, including her medical issues. Thought journalism was legal. Thought the Pentagon Papers were legal. Now, that's even on CNN as of the next day. So, you understand now? Like, I don't come up here and tell you this stuff, and then I'm just saying it because I'm trying to sound big. I've been under attack for 20 years on air. 24 years I've been on air, but 20 years I've been getting attacked. They have hearings. We've played the clips. But I don't think listeners understand, because I don't spend enough time on it, understand just how serious this is. So Roger Stone joins us in the second hour with the most exclusive news ever. They are getting ready to move on Trump. And I'm not saying this about Trump because Mueller breathing down my neck. I'm saying it because Trump isn't doing enough to protect himself and others. That if Trump won't defend himself, why the hell should I do it? And by the way, I still like Trump way better than Hillary. He's still a good patriot. He's a good man. But man, this new attorney general pick is Robert Mueller's daddy. I mean, he is the guy that worked for George Bush Sr. at the CIA, who brought Mueller in because he was corrupt and known for helping run mob hits in Boston. Reportedly, Mueller would do the killing himself. Whitey Bulger was just a cutout half the time. So Mueller's running around killing everybody all over Boston, and then George Herbert Walker Bush brings him in through his new AG, who was AG back then, but Trump's new AG, William Barr. And I mean, at that point, I'm just like, okay, stick a fork in the country. I mean, if Trump doesn't get that, and by the way, I had a whole theory with Roger last week. I said, maybe these guys say, hey, we were under globalists before, but the Bushes are out of power. The Clintons are out of power. We were just ordered to do this. We want to make America great again. We don't want one-sided deals with China. We realize America's powerful and has, you know, all this will, even from a sociopathic view. Why run America in the ground? So we actually want to join Trump. And I wasn't thinking that. I was just hoping that. And then Trump comes out and says, I had no idea that he literally is Robert Mueller's daddy, and that they vacation together and are best friends and their wives and their everything. And Trump said, you know, I was just told he was good and conservative when it get confirmed and isn't a Democratic partisan. Trump, it's not Democrats. The neocons, they run the show. They want the power. They want it now. Period. They don't want America to be great. You think the universities and the whole corporate media, the whole ecosystem says America was never great, it'll never be great? That was at the Women's March this weekend. It's governors, it's Democrats, it's Cortez. They're globalists. They're demoralizing and bringing the country down, and they're selling it out to whoever will buy it off. And so at this point, it just becomes ridiculous. And I'm only raising the alarm because the move is being made right now. Now, again, I don't have time to get into this on radio and TV because we've got hours of it. And we're going to show you Owen Scheuer being sexually assaulted when we come back from break. He'll be in studio. But media hoax. MSM falsely claims Catholic students harassed Native American. And you've got a group of leftists, Hispanics, whites, black guys, go, let's go, it's on, beep, beep, beep. I've got to bleep all this out. They march across to the group of junior high and high school students who are out there for a prayer march, anti-abortion march that also happened. They weren't even dealing with the women's march. So the leftists march over. It's all raw footage from their own cameras. It's the leftists' own cameras. The media got this. They go, let's get them. All right, we're coming. We're coming, bitches. Bleep, beep, beep, beep. And the literally 10-year-old kids are like, here come grown men busting in. Boom, boom. And they don't know what's going on. So they're jumping up and down like it's a football game. And then they start saying, we're going to get you, blah, blah, blah. And so all the white kids do, most of them are white, is just smile. And the media said, look at these white devils arrogantly who surrounded this poor little Native American man. And they show this crop footage from the point where it's a little Native American guy, and all the people coming to basically assault the kids and say, look what they did. Look at how they surrounded him. And every channel in the country is still running it, despite the fact that we have the raw footage of what really happened. And that shows you just how evil this is. I care about Native Americans, man. You go out west or areas they're in, most are alcoholics on drugs. It's hellish. I'm part Native American. And the way they get used by the system and then bust in to do stuff like this. And the very same news organizations, we did reports on this months ago, would put out footage where these racist Hispanic women dressed up in Native American outfits, so I guess they get you attention, go, hey, your mother's married to her brother. You're a subhuman, mongoloid, whites are retarded creatures, like the New York Times board member says, and you're just scum, you monkey. And they keep going, monkey, white monkey, white monkey. And so I say, hey, that's really racist. Leave me alone. The media has me doing that, saying I just came up to them when they came up to me. The exact same evil formulae. And that's why, there it is, Alex Jones harasses Native American women. Then they have the edited video. We have the video that's not edited, unedited video of Native American man approaching Catholic school kids. We have that on InfoWars.com, version of the edited version of the kids. And then we have the other footage, outrage over viral video of encounter between teens and Native Americans. We have it all there. And it's called the Now This, that's on Facebook, is the group that puts these fake videos out where they have the left come assault people and say horrible racist stuff. And then they say that we're doing it. But all the proof's on InfoWars.com. In fact, let's add the old videos if we can to that article. What happened a few months ago to me, because it's the exact same formula. We'll be back with Owen Scheuer being sexually assaulted at the Women's March.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, he's the host of The War Room, 3 p.m. Central weekdays, right after I get off air. He's Owen Schroyer, the Cup Slayer. So he and the crew went up to the Women's March yesterday in D.C., and they covered that. And we're about to premiere 8.5 minutes of this segment and the next, a video that took a lot of time to bleep out and blur out for TV viewers, all the birds and all the cussing and all the cuss words on the signs. And when you look at this, you have to understand, there's hours more. It's not like we're even cherry-picking this, but most incredible is Trump, famously, in a private tape, I don't know, 14 years ago or whatever, said, women throw themselves on me. They climb on top of me. You can do anything. You can grab them by the, you can say that word on air, pussy, pussy cat, whatever. And then they said, oh, my God, that's an admission of rape. No, that's not Bill Clinton settling rape cases. That's Elvis Presley having women throw their panties at him and jump on top of him on stage. Trump saying, my God, they jump on top of you. They come on to you. You can do anything you want. It means women are throwing themselves at you. Okay, we're showing footage for TV viewers of Elvis and women trying to kiss him and, you know, throw their panties at everything else. This isn't rape. This is when people get excited and they have free will and, you know, and some of it's cute, him kissing kids, whatever. Okay, so there's famous footage of the Beatles having panties thrown at them. So this woman walks over and grabs Owen by the genitals and then says, go ahead, call the police on me. Go ahead, do it. And then we'll show the rest of it. And this is just our footage. We have hours of this, and other people have videos just frothing evil. And then the Native American group marching over to the little kids, some of them age 10, running into them, basically assaulting them in the raw footage, and that turns into evil white kids who are mean to Native Americans, Owen.
Well, Alex, this is all, again, hyped up by the mainstream media that's dividing us. They're the ones that drive these people to madness and insanity. It's mass mental illness is what we're dealing with at these women's marches. I've been to three women's marches. I've been to every single one. I was at the women's march in 2017. I got assaulted. I got hit in the face. That's on tape. I went to the women's march in 2018. I was spit on, punched, everything in between. That's on tape. And then this year I go, I get literally grabbed in the genitals and the whole crowd's laughing and pointing at me. And, you know, it's kind of sick, almost in a way, Alex, that I almost really don't even care. And I'm not surprised at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, just kind of reflecting on it. And you were saying,
because they're not about the morals. It's all about their fake high ground to assault us.
And you were saying before that, and this is my only regret from the weekend, and quite frankly, this is just how dedicated I am to getting this footage, that I don't even think about actually falling through, but with having this woman arrested. But the cops were literally 5 feet from that incident. Probably five cops saw the whole thing and heard her saying that, just like they saw it in 2018 when the guy spit at me multiple times, just like the cops saw it in 2017.
I was there when we were trying to get into Trump's inauguration, and the anti-Trump was beating everyone up, including women, and the police did nothing. Because so, the left is God. They can do this.
And then if you want to get into the more cultural issue with these women saying they're so oppressed, oh, it's so bad for them. Well, you just came up to me and admitted you sexually assaulted me in public and the whole crowd laughed about it and the cops.
And they're fighting to get into the country. Fuck, because we're all a bunch of wimps and we're all over to it. That's what's happening. America is a giant chump operation where we put up with this. Let's start playing the audio and video here and then we'll stop and start as we go. Here is the sexual assault.
So if our president can grab a woman by the pussy, I can grab you by the bra.
Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
Well, I'm not going to arrest you.
There are police officers right here. But
so look at this. Women have so much privilege, she can sexually assault me and get away with it.
And she nods her head. It's just total arrogance. Continue.
This is Owen Schroyer for the Bernie Sanders 2020 Coalition, and I'm live at the Women's March in Washington, D.C.
Hey, pause real quick.
Excuse me, sir.
Back it up 5 seconds. I know why you did that. A bunch of reporters couldn't get in if they were known conservatives, and so you had to wear a Bernie hat and not put your flag on until you got through the police, or they wouldn't let you even march down the road claiming the whole city was a free speech zone for the left.
Well, and this was more an issue that I knew I wouldn't even be able to talk to some of these people if I had a Trump hat on, because as soon as I take the Bernie hat off and the Trump hat on, it's game over, it's hatred, it's screaming, it's yelling, and so it was really to just show the dichotomy.
But let's go back to it, and then what happens when you put it on the Trump hat? Go ahead.
I mean, immediately, as soon as I put the Trump hat, you'll see in this video,
here we go,
the crowd's upset.
Excuse me, sir. What brought you out here today?
I'm just here for the march.
Just here for the march? What do you think needs to be done about Trump colluding with Russia?
I think it needs to be fully investigated. Robert Mueller's got to finish it.
So here's the sign. It's very clever. Investigate Trump's ties, and then there's ties. Why do you think Trump should be impeached, ma'am?
Well, where can I begin? Just about everything he's done since he's been inaugurated.
2020! Pause. Like, criminal justice reform so blacks don't get triple the time in jail that Hillary signed on, saying they're animals, they're dogs, take them to heel, they're super predators, or legalizing hemp for production of incredible industrial compounds, or trying to pull us out of all these wars. Yeah, the Democrats, they don't want that, Owen.
Well, and you always hear this talking point, but the economy had, the stock market had record losses last year. Well, no, if you look at the stock market under Trump, it had record gains.
It doubled and we lost half of it because the private Federal Reserve tried to spike him.
And of course, that's just what happens with the stock market energy. Eventually, it kind of balances.
Sure, but the point is they've been rooting for it to plunge. Let's go back. Here it is.
Fight the patriarchy!
That's right!
Bernie 2020!
Yeah.
Fight the patriarchy!
And now he dawns on his head. Make America Great Again. The triggering icon of patriotic power.
A lot
power.
Better. Hey, can anybody tell me why Trump should be impeached? Anybody? Can anybody tell me why President Trump should be impeached? Any volunteers? Any volunteers? One reason why Trump should be impeached. Can you tell me why Trump should be impeached?
Because he's incompetent. Because he's anti-woman.
Is America great?
Back at I love this guy saying it was never great, white boy. Because I've learned with Democrats, you say America's coming back, we're getting jobs. They go, ooh, their enemy is America. It's not just some minority group of leftist or communist. It's the mainline group. But notice she says he's hurting women. The radical Islam is what the left loves. It's all they're bringing in. Linda Sorcerer, whose mother writes books about genital mutilation and, you know, making women wear burqas, and Sorcerer says make women wear burqas in Iran. Women shouldn't rebel against the government. These are literal authoritarians, and they're sitting there with these women saying Trump is anti-woman when he's appointed more women than any president ever combined. Let's go back to these idiots.
He's incompetent because he's anti-woman.
Is America great? When was it? White boy.
It's fake news, everybody. It's fake news. The fake news media. It's the fake news media.
We're not fake. We're showing you.
We can make units. We can make units.
So you assume that Trump is a misogynist, so you're out here marching. President Trump has appointed more.
You've got Alexandra Cortez saying we're going to pull trains on Republicans, gang rape them. You've got the man running up saying America was never great, won't be great. You've got women saying we're going to chop your testicles off. A woman just sexually assaulted you. This is a crazed mob of demons. Continue.
So you're out here marching. President Trump has appointed more women to his administration than any president in U.S. history.
He also has assaulted. He's also...
Who is he assaulted?
He's probably assaulted a lot of women.
Oh, probably. Now it's probably?
It's not probably. I'm not saying. I'm saying he has assaulted a lot of women. We know that.
Who?
He's
what women?
He's grabbed a lot of women pussies.
Donald Trump has said things that are, like, fostering this rape culture that we're talking about and that are oppressive to...
Like what?
Grab them by the pussy.
Like, I think grabbing by the pussy was a huge thing. I mean, that's a horrible statement. And I'm sure you don't endorse that statement as an intellectual being.
I mean, the guy's having a conversation and talking. Yeah, I don't endorse the statement, but it's really a minor issue.
I think the instance in itself could be considered a minor.
Hit pause right here. We got to come back where this is where he's saying this. A woman comes over and assaults Owen, but it's okay because she's a woman. She's a god. Again, I actually defend Trump on this. It was even brought up in my custody battle for my kids, like, Jones defends rape. No, he says women are throwing themselves on you. They let you do anything. You can. That's kind of his old man type deal. Yeah, dude, when a woman jumps on top of you, they're ready to go. In fact, there's, wow, but it's like that Gillette commercial. It shows a guy waving a girl. They go, whoa, 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 don't talk to a girl, that's rape. But if you're a Muslim and put them in a slave pen, then it's liberal.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So George Soros, the admitted, in his own words on 60 Minutes, Nazi collaborator, funded the first women's march the day after Trump got inaugurated, 2017, on January 21st. We were there covering it. He spent $84 million just to get women out there marching to brand it that if you're pro-Trump, you're anti-woman. And then Trump talks about when he was a TV star, women throwing themselves on him and how he could do anything he wanted. That's the statement. But then a woman comes over and grabs our reporter hard by the genitals. If you're a radio listener, you can't see it for simulcast. There's police right there. And I grabbed it on. I said, you should have called the police. I guess we have the raw footage. This is an edit. He goes over and they say, we're not doing anything. He just wanted, so that's why she laughed and why she smiled.
There's cops right there in the footage, and there's cops right in front of us that I'm looking at saying, are you going to do anything? They do nothing.
So the headline is, feminists now allowed to sexually assault men, and the leftist little punk guy, he's laughing. This is funny. He was just like, oh my God, Trump's grabbing all the women, even though it's not true. Then they turn this into, now we're going to assault you. So back it up, And let's play it from the point we're at. Back it up, please, to where we were. Okay, because we've got Roger Stone coming up with huge exclusive news as well. But start rolling this because it gets more insane. Here we go.
I think the incident in itself could be considered a minor issue.
So if our president can grab a woman by the pussy.
Sexual assault?
No, bye.
Is that sexual assault?
Hit pause again.
Yes.
Back it up 20 seconds. Just saying they let you grab them by the whatever because they're so into you. That's rape. He soaps, but now when she grabs you right in front of him, he starts laughing and celebrating. Total disconnect with reality. So play it again.
So if our president can grab a woman by the pussy,
sexual assault?
No, bye.
Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
Well, I'm not going to arrest you.
There are police officers right here. But
so look at this. Women have so much privilege, she can sexually assault me and get away with it.
She nods her head.
If I did that to her, I'd get arrested.
I just told you. If you want to go ahead, there are police right here.
This is blue city corruption.
You're the one that walked up and grabbed my crotch.
Yeah, because...
Hit pause again. Owen, if you would have grabbed her like you'd want to grab that demonic pig... If you'd have grabbed her, they would have slammed you down, rammed your head in, and national news would have not showed her grabbing you. Just like the fake Native Americans slamming into 10-year-old and 12-year-old and 14-year-old kids and attacking them and ramming into them, and they did nothing, and then they assaulted the Native Americans. Same thing. In fact, they may edit this and say you assaulted her even though you didn't touch her.
Well, and that's why I know I have to show total restraint when I'm out there, and I basically have disciplined myself to be that way, and that's... Quite frankly, why I probably didn't press forward to have her arrested and make a bigger scene of this like I should have. I really should have had her arrested. I should have made a national news story of this. But we already know the news story. The news story is that these, really at the base of this, Alex, this is mass mental illness we're talking about.
She's literally grabbing your genitals and saying, you go, you're above me. She goes, yes, I'm allowed to.
But then they're here.
But then saying, women jump on me. I can do anything I want. That's evil. That's rape. But her actually sexually assaulting you is good.
I don't know, Alex. I don't know how what else. Indeed, we need to reopen the mental institutions and do the next 2020 Women's March. Just march them right in. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, folks, there's hours of this posted at InfoWars.com. I can't even track it all. It's like we're not just cherry, and it's led by a radical Islamic woman that says women should be made to wear burqas in the Middle East and should be suppressed by men. Linda Sorcerer literally says, look it up, that women should not rebel against Islamic regimes. They should wear burqas and have their genitals cut off. I mean, this is fourth wave feminism is just psychotic evil. Here, let's play more. Here it is.
I'm not complaining. You're the one that walked up and grabbed my crotch.
Yeah, because I'm fighting for equality here.
How so?
Women get grabbed by the fucking pussy, then I'm going to grab you by the balls.
Who do you think has sexually assaulted more women than any other president in the history of the United States?
Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton has sexually assaulted more women.
Yeah, he settled multiple rape cases.
Really?
His wife, huh? He sexually assaults his wife.
Wow.
So you guys still haven't named one woman Trump has assaulted. That's what are you talking about?
Have you ever seen the photos of him with his daughter?
Have you seen the videos of Joe Biden groping children?
Yeah, no.
What's that?
Are you real?
Are you real?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
This
out
is
here?
Sad women that couldn't get men. I mean, I'm sorry. I want them empowered.
All right, go ahead and try.
They all look like mental patients.
They are. They ought to be.
Yeah. So InfoWars is known to, you know, spread a lot of misinformation. Do you think that's the best way to kind of...
Go ahead and what are a couple examples?
I mean, it's just kind of known that Alex Jones pushes...
So give us some examples.
Alex Jones, I mean, every day on the show pushes false...
Can you give me an example, please?
He pushes, Sandy Hook.
You are a white man. Until you know... I'm not done.
Hit pause again. It's literally like KKK land, where they're always, you're white, shut up, you're going down, including, and you're like, you're not even against them because they're brown. And it's like, what the hell happened to you?
Well, and again, the reason why I mean, you can walk around all day and talk to these people on a Bernie hat, and they'll say the exact same crap. You know, but as soon as you put on a Trump hat, it's the hatred. Here's what, again, Alex, it illustrates how these people are, whatever it is about the imagery or the thought of it, it drives the demons out of these people. These are demonic possessed souls. They are mentally deranged people. This is a national emergency. This is a national crisis. How many times?
Oh, yeah, show this footage where they had an event called The Lies of Alex Jones that I wasn't invited to. They shut down downtown for it. I show up, and people begin literally going, we're going to rape kids, and going, ah. And, like, the crowd was going, ah, at me. And I was like, what the? There's footage of this. We're just, I mean, imagine the crowd is going, rape children, now in America. And they're screaming, rape children. This is like a demonic invasion force hit.
Every time these people meet up. And I think, I mean,
I forgot since they put the footage up. I mean, we have them literally saying, I'm going to F children, and the crowd going, F children.
I remember the Ted Cruz guy that takes the sign and, like, screams like a demon, and he's like, ah. I mean, these people are demonically
possessed. It's in the footage where the guy goes, I'm going to F kids. And then the other people start screaming, F kids, F kids, F kids, F kids.
I mean, Alex, we have hours of this footage from yesterday, and we'll have hours more as soon as there's the next event that these people have. And it's all because they hate Trump, and it's all because they're mentally ill. That's what it all comes down to, and the mass media is one of the reasons. It's maybe the biggest reason, but that is why Trump calls them the enemy of the people. That is why.
No, I agree, but let's go back, because I forgot about the Austin event last year. Do you guys, I saw the video, but do you have the audio bleep? Because it was a bleep version where the dude runs up in a painter's outfit, starts talking about sex with kids and trying to lick my face. And then I look at the crowd, and some of them had their tongues out, like, ah. And it's like, we have it on footage. It's like, what the? Is this like an alien invasion or something? I mean, how do you get crowds to go, ah, America will fall, ah, we hate Jesus. And we have the footage at other rallies where they do this.
Yeah, there was an event here in Austin where they were tearing down a Confederate statue. I just went to report on it, and a bunch of guys started chanting "Death to America." Yeah. Okay, so let's figure out what is wrong with these people. They have a mass mental illness, Alex. That's what this comes down to. I don't know if you guys have the
footage. Yeah, but why is it the same spirit? Kill kids, kill America, kill babies. We hate families.
That's the propaganda. That's the propaganda they're fed.
So they'll just buy anything. But that's the transmission.
Yes. Whatever.
By the way,
is fed,
folks, I've aired this before. If you think I'm joking, I have footage of women saying, "Hail Satan, kill my babies," all over Austin. I have footage of people licking my face saying, "I'm going to screw kids." I mean, it is the most crazy. And we're putting it on TV right now. If you're a viewer. I mean, and then I looked at the crowd, and they were all, half of them had their tongues out going, ah. I mean, I'm in some type of interdimensional vortex.
I forgot. He actually hit you in the genitals, too.
Yes, he did grab my.
So that was the same thing. So I went to this deal. The lady grabs me.
Someone threw rotting feces on me after this.
I forgot about that.
I know. You can't even. It's like
I know that Greg was just going through all the footage, and he's just going through. It's like, oh my gosh, like I forgot how crazy that moment was. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. I mean, I'm going in my head. We haven't even seen half the crap from yesterday.
Yeah, there he is. Grabs my balls right there. That's what I
and then everyone cheers. It's the same thing, just like at the women's market.
And the police are like, "Well, sir, he's allowed to grab your balls." I mean, literally, like,
you know,
like,
I know, Alex. It's the same. It's the same thing. If you ever seen the movie,
he's wearing a painter outfit, grabbing your balls, saying "rape children." What's wrong with that? I mean, come on, man.
You don't hit Arnie from What's Eating Gilbert Grape. You just don't hit Arnie. That's why these people never get arrested.
He also slapped me in the face.
He
hit me. He basically slapped my testicles, slapped me in the face, and then talked about screwing kids. And the crowd's like, yay!
But these are mentally...
Our planet is coming! The gate is almost open. In fact, look at her. She goes, the force is ours. The planet is ours. We eat children. So, but look at this footage right here. What?
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. We'll come back and play the rest of it. Then. Watch it.
I feel sorry for you. You've been horrible.
I'm telling you, man, this is unbelievable. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us with the conclusion of what happened. The raw footage is all on InfoWars.com. If you dare view it, whatever you do, share.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.